我发现一件事情啊。
I realized one thing.
就是别人买的水果呢，总是比我买的特别好一点的。
That the fruits purchased by other people usually are sweeter than my own.
就是同一个地方，我给同一个价钱，还是别人的比较好。
Even if I go to the same place as other people would and pay the same price, other people's fruits are always sweeter.
人的丝瓜呢，总是比我的红，比我的甜。
People's watermelon is always redder and sweeter than mine.
这个不是心理作用啊。
This is not a psychological thing.
你知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
如果你太太叫你去买十个 orange, 你们怎么
橘子
,OK.
If wife asks you to buy 10 oranges,
你怎么去买？
How do you buy them?
要打开一个塑胶袋拿十个进去玩呢？
You grab a plastic bag, you put 10 of them in there.
但是如果你留意这些主妇
If you pay attention to these housewives,
他们就不同了。
They're different.
他们站在这个卖竹子的地方很久的。
They stand in front of the place where they have where they're selling oranges.
他们好像在寻宝一样的去挑。
The way they look for oranges is like one hunting for treasure. They go through the oranges very carefully.
首先呢，选择是大的。
First they pick the bigger ones.
但是大的不一定好啊。
Size doesn't mean they're sweet.
还有看这个颜色。
They have to look at the color.
就是这个光泽好不好。
They have to look at the appearance.
还有呢，拿在这个壁纸要闻一闻。
And they have to smell the orange.
看它香不香。
See if they smell good.
拿在手里面不能够太轻。
The oranges in your hand cannot be too light in weight.
如果太轻呢，就是干的嘛。
If it's too light, that means it's dry inside. It's not juicy.
还有呢，他们呢用他的指甲会按这个皮。
And then they use their fingernails to press against the skin.
这个皮太厚也不好吃啊。
If the skin is too thick, then it's probably not good.
所以呢，他们选的水果永远比我好的。
And therefore, the oranges that they select are always going to be better than my choices.
你这样做基督徒呢，其实是同一个道理啊。
Actually, it's the same logic can be applied to Christians.
就是为什么我们同事是基督徒，接受同一个救恩、同一个生命，但是我们常常观察，有两类的不同的基督徒呢？
Why is it that Christians who receive the same salvation, receive the same new life,that will end up on different Christians.
有一些基督徒呢，你看他们根本上跟其他人呢是完全没有分别的，唯一的分别就是他们星期天去教会。
Certain Christians look at them, you cannot tell them from ordinary people. The only difference between them and the ordinary people is that they go to church on Sundays.
另外有一些基督徒呢，你跟他谈话，你已经觉得他不一样。
And so, however, other Christians, by just talking to them, you can tell their difference.
他们心里面的喜乐跟平安呢，就是很容易在他们生活里面去看出来的。
The joy and the internal joy and peace they have can be manifested in their daily lives.
为什么有这样子的分别呢？
How come there's such a difference between these two groups?
其实跟我们选水果是同一个道理。
And actually, it's the same logic.As we select our fruits.
有人有花时间去认识神。
Some people spend time to know God.
所以他就是一个多得的基督徒。
And then he's one that also receives a great deal from God.
有人没有花时间去认识神。
And some people, however, do not spend time to know God.
那么他得到的也小。
And therefore he doesn't receive nearly as much.
所以其实我们对神的认识直接影响我们得到神的祝福有多少。
It's important because how much we know about our God is directly related to how much blessings we receive from our God.
今天我们来看其实从今天开始我们要看几个人呢。
From today onward, we're going to study a few characters.
这几个人呢他们的同时 神父叫他们离开他们的家乡。
And all these people were called to leave their home countries by God.
但是呢，有一些人，就是我们今天看的，特别就是亚伯拉罕，他得到神的称赞。
And some people, for example, like Abraham that we're going to study today, received God's blessing.
但是我们下个礼拜看他太太呢，就给神骂了。
And however, next week we're going to look at his wife, who was criticized by God.
那么这个分别就是他们心里面所认识的神不一样。
And the difference is in how much they know about God from their heart.
所以我们今天来先看亚伯拉罕。
Today we'll look at Abraham.
自然我们认识神，影响我们在神面前得到的福气的时候，那么我们先要问一个问题，就是我们怎么去认识神呢？
Well, since how much blessings we receive from God, it depends on how well we know God. Then we first must ask the question, is how can we get to know God?
那么呢，我们来看十七章第一节的时候呢，前面讲到了亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神。”
And a starter, we need to look at the first verse of chapter 17, which says that when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I'm God Almighty."
其实认识神唯一的方法就是通过神自我的启示。
Actually, the only way to know God is through God's self-revelation.
但是问题就是我们哪里找到神的启示呢？
So the question then becomes, where do we find revelation by God?
从前的人，好像我们今天看见亚伯拉罕呢，他就是通过神通过异象异梦向人显现。
Quite some time ago, back in the days of Abraham, people received God's message through vision.
但是呢，到我们现在呢，其实就没有这个需要。
However, in our time, we do not have that. We do not depend on that need.
神的启示就在你手上这本圣经上面。
Because God's revelation is clearly written out in this book in our hand.
你手上面的圣经把神很准确的描述出来。
The Bible in our hand has accurately described our God.
因为神说，圣经是他所默示的。
Because God has already said that the Bible is inspired by God Himself.
这个意思就是说，圣经是他的话。
In other words, the Bible is God's word.
我记得很多年前呢，我发现在读节文哲里面出过一本书。Reader's Digest.
I learned from Reader's Digest many years ago about a book.
这本书呢是访问这些死掉不久的人又醒过来的一些人的经验。
This particular book was written on people who had come back to life.
那么他们就说，告诉人，他死掉这几分钟的时候，他见到什么事情。
And these people who died and came back to life were telling the author of the book what happened during the time when they were dead.
那么我就问我太太，要不要买这本书来看一看呢？
So I asked my wife whether we should purchase this book.
她说不要。
She said no.
你不知道人死后怎么样的吗？
Don't you know what's going to happen to people who die?
的确是啊，圣经已经告诉我们了。
Yes, it is indeed true that the Bible has already told us.
如果这个人告诉你的事情跟圣经不一样，你信谁啊？还是信圣经呢？
If the accounts are given by people in this book are different from the Bible, then who are you going to believe? You're going to have to go back to the Bible anyway.
所以的确他是对哦，何必花钱去买这本书呢？
Indeed, she's correct. Why should we spend money to buy this book?
其实这个不单只是我太太给我们的提醒，只是在彼得他写彼得后书的时候也是这样子告诉我们。
This is not a reminder only for my wife, but in the second book of Peter,these things are said as well.
彼得呢，在彼得后书第一章十六节里面呢，他说呢，他曾经亲眼见过主的
In the second book of Peter, chapter 1, it talked about that he himself witnessed God's glory.
这一个是谈到他曾经在山上面见到耶稣,
and this was talking about Peter talking about Jesus going through a transfiguration.
但是最后的时候, 他写下第十九节的时候,
but what did he say in verse 19?
他说我们并有先知更确的预言, 如同灯照在暗去处。
It says that the word of the prophets made more certain that as to a light shining in a dark place.
所以彼得的意思就是他把他见过主的这个经验彼此, 他看圣经就是先知的预言做一个比较。
So what Peter was saying here was that he was comparing his personal experiences with what had been recorded in the Bible by the prophets.
他就说圣经的启示,圣经的预言, 彼此他的经验, 这好像一个灯跟一个, 黑暗的一个比较一样, 圣经是更确定的。
So he was basically comparing the prophecies in the Bible as a light in a dark place, which is his which resembles his own personal experience.
让我们当我们看我们圣经的时候，也有同样的确定。
So when we read the Bible, we should have the same kind of certainty.
圣经所告诉我们的，比起我们的经验更确定。
What's being said written in the Bible, it is gives much greater accuracy than any of our personal experiences.
那么我们就来开始看一看亚伯拉罕心目中的神是一个怎么样的神呢？
Now next, let's look at what kind of God is recognized by Abraham.
17章第一节，神说我是全能的神。
The first verse of chapter 17 says that I am God Almighty.
全能的神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that God is Almighty?
全能的神呢，在原文呢就是 El Shaddai.
The original word for God Almighty is in Hebrew is El Shaddai.
我们刚刚唱这首诗歌就是用这个名字。
And that's the name that we just sang just now.
我们一般的翻译呢就是全能的神。
The usual interpretation is God Almighty.
原因在哪里呢？就是从前的翻译本呢是这样子翻的。
And how? Why is it? Why do we translate it this way? Because that's how we translate it in the original manuscript.
但是这个字"雪带"这个字是什么意思呢？其实我们现代的人不太了解。But
what does the word "Shaddai" really mean? Modern people perhaps don't have a real good understanding.
L 这个字就是神的意思。The
word L means God.
所以其实你看我们现代，你猜圣经里面有些人的名字最后的两个字是。 E-L尾的就是跟神有关系的这个名字。
So if you look at names of characters in the Bible, if they end with the letters E-L, that means they're related to God in some way.
好像呢，Daniel啊，Michael啊，这些名字都是神的什么神的神的什么。For
example, Daniel and Michael, meaning that they belong to God, they have some godly characteristics.
El Shaddai呢，我们是讲到是神的一个 compounding呢，就是他把两个字放在一起。So
El Shaddai is a compounding phrase for God.
虽然我们不知道 Shaddai这个字，在其他地方是怎么用，但是呢，在圣经里面呢，却出现了48次。So
even though we don't know exactly how Shaddai itself is being used, but we know that it appeared 48 times in the Bible.
那么我们发现呢，它有两个主要的用处。And
there are two principal usage for this word.
第一个就是在摩西五经里面呢，它用到"携带"这个字呢，都是有关生养众多的这个应许有关系。So
one usage is that when the word is used in the Pentateuch, it's often related to being fruitful or being fertile.
另外呢，在圣经里面用的最多"携带"这个字呢，就是约伯字。
And another place where the word Shaddai is used the most frequent is in the book of Job.
那么在这本书里面用的时候呢, 常常提到呢,
in that book, it talks about God is a God of judgment.
就是谈到呢, 神有权能去审判, 去赏赐这些 行善的, 也有, 权力去审判这些行恶的,
that God is has absolute power in terms of judging the good from the bad.
那么如果我们把两个意思放在一起的时候呢, 我们就了解, 当神告诉亚伯拉罕他是 El Shaddai的时候呢, 大概神的是什么意思?
So if we put the two usages together, then we have a general idea what it was meant when God spoke to Abraham about that he himself is an almighty God.
为什么神是全能的神呢? 因为生命在他手上。
Why is God almighty? It's because he is in control of all lives.
还有就是赏罚在他手上。
And also judgment is controlled by him.
神是我们生命的主人, 也是审判人的神。
He is the master of our life and the Lord of judgment.
这个只是对亚伯拉罕来说呢, 这个是一个很大的, 一个启示。
And to Abraham, this was quite a revelation.
因为在第一章, 17章第一节的, 最开始的时候, 作者已经告诉我们, 亚伯拉罕已经99岁了。
Because in the first verse, the author of this book clearly told us that Abraham was 99 years old already.
亚伯拉罕知道神的计划是要从他跟他太太身上生小孩的时候呢，他第一个反应就是觉得这个不可能。
Because later when God told him that his wife was going to bear a son for the both of them, he didn't believe it was going to be true.
所以在15、16节里面呢，圣经说亚伯拉罕呢就俯伏在地，就笑，心里说100岁的人还能生孩子吗？ 莎拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？
Because in verse 17, it said that Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will some be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90?
从生育的角度来看, 亚伯拉罕跟他的太太莎拉其实就好像一个死人一样。
So from a childbearing perspective, point of view, Abraham and Sarah are like dead people.
所以一直以来呢，亚伯拉罕的希望是放在他一个儿子，就是他跟他的妾撒甲所生的以实玛利身上。So
because of that, Abraham had placed all his hope on this one child that was born by Hagar to him.
所以呢，这个是他的反应。但是神说，不然，不是这样子的。
That was Abraham's reaction. However, God corrected him by saying that that's not quite so. The son born by Sarah is going to be your son.
你知道我们常常面对一个困难。
Often we face a challenge.
这个困难就是现实跟神的应许相差太远。
The challenge is the reality often is very different from God's promise.
当你面对这个距离这么远的时候，你要相信现实啊，你要相信这个 El Shaddai的神啊。So
when you confront it with this discrepancy, then which are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the reality, or are you going to believe the Almighty God El Shaddai?
我们今天其实也是一样的。Today
is no different.
我们在圣经里面，耶稣曾经应许我们一个更丰盛的生命。
The Bible has told us that Jesus has promised a life of abundance.
但是为什么我们没有经历得到呢?
Why is it that we cannot experience that life?
主曾经说, 如果我们奉他的名求什么,
Lord has told us that if we ask anything, everything in His name, He will fulfill that.
但是在我们经验里面, 我们却发现我们的祷告常常落空。But
in our real life, we find out that many of our prayers did not become fulfilled.
还有一句话在咒怨里面，他说教养孩童使他走当行的路，就是到老也他也不偏离。但是为什么我们在家庭里面没有看见这件事情发生？
Also in Old Testament it talked about train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he will not turn from it. Why is it in our real lives we do not witness that?
亚伯拉罕当时已经99岁了。
Abraham was 99 years old.
他等了24年了。
He waited 24 years.
神的应许还没发生在他身上。
God's promise still had not fulfilled.
他要相信这个全能的神吗？
Should he still believe that the Almighty God?
这个就进入到神另外一个亚伯拉罕对神另外一个认识，他就是一个守约的神。
And this brings us to another learning that Abraham had about this God, and that is this God is a covenant-keeping God.
耶和华是一个守约的神。
That our Lord is a covenant-keeping God.
你知道为什么当我们面对现实跟我们的神的应许距离很大的时候，我们觉得很难相信呢？
Why do you think that when we confronted with this huge gap between real life and God's promise that we have a hard time believing in God's promise?
为什么亚伯拉罕当他看自己已经100岁的时候，他觉得没有可能生小孩呢？
Why would Abraham believeThat when he was 100 years old, he would not be able to help Sarah bear a child.
为什么我们看以色列人的历史的时候，他们见到迦南地的巨人的时候，他不愿意进这个迦南地，要回去埃及。
Why was it the Israelites who were faced with the giants from the land of Canaan that they refused to enter the land?
其实原因很简单的。
And the reason is quite simple.
就是我哪里有能力去成就神这个应许。
And that is that we would often ask this question, why do we have this, how do we have this ability to fulfill God's promise?
我们做不到。
We cannot do it.
所以我们就不相信。
Therefore we do not believe.
但是如果你看从17章第二节一直看到第八节的时候呢，你发现一个常常重复的一个信息在里面，就是这个主词是神自己。
So if you look at verses 2-8, there's one repeating pattern, and that is the subject leading off the sentence is God Himself.
第二节他讲到我就是与你立约。
Verse 2 says that I will.
第五节讲到呢，我已立你做多国的父。
Verse 5 talks about I have made you a father.
第六节说我必使你的后裔极其繁多。
And verse 6 says I will make you very fruitful.
第八节讲到呢，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必做你们的神。
And verse 8 talks about, I will give you an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God.
有一句我从前牧师常常说的一句话，他说呢 What God's order, God will pay for it. 这是神所吩咐的，他会负责给完成他。
And there's a saying from a pastor I know,that what God orders, He will pay for it.
我记得呢，我很小的时候呢，可能只有三岁啊。那么呢，我当时呢，有一次跟妈妈去坐公车。
When I was about 3 years old, I remember I was taking a bus one time with my mother.
你知道呢，当时香港的公车呢，你不像现在的，就是你想去以后呢，有一个人跑过来。上你卖票的。
The bus at that time is not like the way it is today. So when you get on the bus, an attendant will come to you to sell you a ticket.
那么这一天呢，这个车上有很多人呢。
That day, the bus was busy, was crowded.
所以呢，只有两个空位，一个在前面，一个在后面。
And there were only two empty seats, one in the front, one in the back.
那么妈妈就告诉我，你坐在后面，她自己坐在前面。
So mother told me that I should go sit in the back, and while she would sit in the front.
当我坐在后面的时候呢，我就发觉这个卖票的人呢，从前面一直一直跑过来呢，要向人去卖票。
So I noticed that this attendant would start from the front and one row at a time selling tickets to the passengers.
我当时虽然三岁，我知道我没有钱呢。
When I was three years old, even though I was only 3 years old, I knew that I didn't have any money.
所以我就很急啊。
I was very nervous.
那么是不是要坐牢了？
Would I have to go to prison? I was thinking.
我怎么解释给他？因为呢，我妈妈坐在前面，我没有带钱。
How could I explain to him that because my mother was sitting in the front and I myself did not have any money on me?
这个距离太远了，我叫我妈妈，可能她也听不到啊。
And the separation was too great that my mother probably wouldn't hear me.
所以虽然是短短几分钟，但是呢，我心里面真是很焦急啊。
Even though there were just very short, very few short minutes, I was very nervous.
后来这个卖票的人呢，就到我妈妈的身边了。
And when the attendant approached my mother,
那么我妈妈就付钱了。
My mother then paid.
我就见到她指指后面指着我。
And then I noticed that she turned around and pointed toward me.
那么这个人呢就不跑来找我了。
And then this attendant would no longer approach me.
因为我知道他已经帮我付了。
Because I know my mother already paid for me.
你听完这个故事，觉不觉得你们的牧师很笨呢？
After you hear the story, do you feel like your pastor is not very smart?
其实我觉得我们大家都差不多啊。
But actually, I feel like we're all about the same.
因为我们也常常为到我们的环境常常担心的。
We often get worried about our situation.
我们看见这个事实，这个现实跟神的应许距离很大的时候，我们以为是。神要我们自己的力量去完成他的应许。
So when we see a great separation between reality and God's promise, we often feel like God wants us to fulfill His own promise.
我们就怕得不得了。
And then we'll be scared.
但是你不记得我们的神是一个守约的神吗？
But don't you remember then that our God is a covenant-keeping God?
好像我妈妈没有忘记我一样，我们的神也永远不会忘记我。
Just like my mother did not forget about me at that time, our God would never forget about us.
因为他永永远远是我们的神。
Because He is always going to be forever our God.
既然耶和华是全能的神，
Since our Lord is an almighty God,
加上他是一个守约的神，
and He's a covenant keeping God.
那么为什么还是有一些儿女，神的儿女多得，有一些神的儿女少得呢？
Why is it still that some children of God will receive more and some will receive less blessings.
这个就我们要讲到的神第三个有关神的事情了。
And this is where we talk about the third attribute of God.
就是神是一个完全的神。
That's because God is a perfect God.
如果你要得到神的祝福的时候，其实是有一个条件的。
Because if you want to, there's actually a condition attached to our ability to receive God's blessings.
这个你回去看第一节的时候你就发现了。
If you go back and read verse 1, you'll realize this point.
神说我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全的人。
Verse 1 says that I'm God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
所以神是告诉亚伯拉罕，你要得到我的祝福，就是下面所讲的，那么你就要做完全的人。
Because God told Abraham at this point that if you want to receive my blessings as described in the following, then you must be blameless.
那么问题就是什么叫完全的人呢？
Then the question becomes what is to be blameless?
我们一般听到完全的人的时候，我们第一个反应就是一个没有罪的人。
When we first hear the word blameless, we often picture one without sin.
但是这个是没有可能。
But this is impossible.
因为亚伯拉罕已经两次跌倒了。
Because Abraham already fell down twice.
第一次就是在十二章的时候呢，他为了自己的平安，就撒谎告诉人家这个不是我太太，是我的妹子。
The first time was in chapter 12 when he lied to people to save his own life by saying that Sarah was not his wife but rather his sister.
另外一次呢，就是十六章里面讲到他等不来的时候呢，就娶了另外一个人为他生孩子。And
the next example was when in chapter 16 he talked to, he was not patient enough to wait for God's promise to be fulfilled, so married have someone else to bear his son.
所以完全的人呢，不可能是一个没有犯罪的人。
So a blameless person is not one without sin.
更明显的例子呢，是在约翰一书里面第一章第八跟第十节。
And more obvious example is given in the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 8 and 10.
这边就是讲到，如果有人说呢，我自称无罪，就是自欺。
The verse 8 says that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves.
第十节呢，讲到，如果我们说我们没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎。
In verse 10 says that if we claim that we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar.
所以圣经里面很明显，当他讲到完全的人的时候呢，不是讲到我们是一个没有犯罪的人。So
clearly the Bible is saying that a person who is blameless is not a person who has not sinned.
其实完全这个字呢，在摩西五经里面常常用的是用在献祭的这个祭物上面。
So actually the word blameless is in the Pentateuch is often used to describe the object that's been sacrificed.
其实是完全就是complete 的意思，就是没有缺陷的。
So the word blameless or perfect means that one without defect.
就是好像呢，如果你献一个羊给神的时候呢，它不会少了一个耳朵，不会少了一条腿一样。So
what that means is if one was to sacrifice a lamb to God, the lamb would not be short of an ear or short on a limb.
所以呢，它是全部的意思。So
what that means is that the object is complete.
当这个字呢用在大卫身上的时候呢，在诗篇48篇的时候呢。 他讲到呢，大卫是用纯正的心去牧养这个羊呢。这个纯正的意思呢，就是这个字。So
when the word was used to describe David in Psalm chapter 78, it's talking about the integrity of his heart that he used to shepherd.
只是神是讲到呢，大卫就是用他完全的一个心，就是他全部的心呢。 去侍奉神，去带领他的羊。
So what the Bible is saying is that David served the Lord with all of his heart.
这个很简单，用一句话来说，就是大卫对神呢是一条心的。
So in other words, David served God with only one heart.
他完全把自己交托给神。
He completely turned himself over to God.
完全向神尊重。
And he completely serving God with sincerity.
神在当我们回去在创世纪十七章的时候，你看第九到十四节呢，神就解释给亚伯拉罕说，什么是完全做完全人的意思是什么呢？
In verses 9 to 14 in chapter 17, God described to Abraham what is meant to be one that's blameless.
神要他， 不但只他自己，就是他的世世代代从他生的，他在家里面的人，要行一个割礼。And
what God wants Abraham to do is not just himself, but also his descendants for generations to come to be circumcised.
这个就是把男人的生殖器官的皮呢割了，这个就是割礼的意思。And
the circumcision means to circumcise the foreskin of male genitals.
这个不单只是他所生的，还有就是他买回来的，在他家里面的人，每一个都要这样子做。
And these are not just his offsprings, his direct descendants, but also the ones that are purchased from foreigners.
神说这一个就是他立约的一个记号。
And God told him that this is a sign of his covenant.
就是好像表明他们对神是一条心的一样。
And this would represent their integrity of heart for God.
如果他们没有这样子做的时候呢，第八节就十四节呢就讲到了，这些人呢，如果没有行割礼的，必从民众剪去。
And in verse 14 warned that if they do not do circumcision, then these people will be cut off from their people.
这个其实给我们一个了解。This
teaches one thing.
他就是告诉我们，如果你对神尊重的时候，你就得到神的祝福。What
this means is that if we pay total respect to our God, that we will receive blessings from Him.
如果你没有这样子做的时候呢，你就从神的祝福里面拿出来。And
if you do not do so, then you'll be removed from God's blessings.
所以呢，这个其实是神对我们每一个人的要求。
And this is actually a demand from God to every one of us.
神不是要求我们做一个不犯罪的人，因为这个其实对我们人来说是没有可能做得到的。God
is not asking us to be one without sin, because for us it's impossible.
只是神是要求我们，就是把我们的心完全的给他。But
what God does demand us to do is to give our entire heart over to Him.
这个神说，如果你这样子做的时候，你就会得到我的祝福。And
so, and God said that if you do so, then you'll receive my blessings.
每一个这样子做的人呢，其实他都有一个表现的，共同的表现。And
there's a common characteristic of all people who can do this.
就是呢，因为他们对神尊重的心呢，他们表现在他顺服神的。
And their, these people's reverence is manifested in their willingness to obey God's command.
所以呢，你看第十二十三节里面呢，你就发现呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他马上就在他家里面呢，为他家人，包括他自己呢，行割礼了。In
verse 23, we can see that right away Abraham circumcised himself along with all his household people.
因为亚伯拉罕是这样子做的时候，他是一个多得的人。
And because Abraham did so, he was one that received much.
因为他认识到，他的神呢，不单只是一个全能的神。
Because he knows that not only his God is not only an almighty God.
生命在耶和华手上，赏罚也在他的手上。
That our life is in God's hand, so is judgment.
但是我神只是一个全能的神，那么与我们有什么关系呢？
And what is our relationship with this God? So even though He's an Almighty God,
就是好像 Bill Gates 是一个很有钱的人，我知道他是很有钱，但是他与我没有关系啊。
Just like Bill Gates is a very rich person, but what do we have to do with him?
但是我们的神不单是一个全能的神，他还是与我们立约的一个神。
And the God that who's Almighty, not only he's Almighty, but he is a covenant keeping God.
如果我们要在神面前得到神的祝福的时候，我们必须要在这个神面前做完全的人。But
in order for us to receive God's blessings as promised by His covenant with us, that we must become a blameless people.
我们要把我们的心交在神手里面。We
must turn our heart entirely over to God.
不要把我们的心交给这个世界。Do
not turn our heart over to this world.
当我们把我们的心交给神的时候，神会祝福我们。When
we turn our heart over to God, God will bless us.
在旧约里面呢，你发现亚伯拉罕是唯一一个人呢，给神称为他的朋友的。
You'll see from the Bible that in the Old Testament that Abraham is regarded as a personal friend of God.
当他这样子, 忠心的去跟随神的时候，神给他一个很大的礼物，就是成为他的朋友。
So when Abraham was able to be loyal to God and following His command, the reward to him from God was God's friendship.
但是你知道吗？我们每一个人都可以成为神的朋友。
But do you realize that all of us, every one of us, can be God's friend?
因为耶稣曾经说：“你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。”
Because Jesus has said that you are my friends if you do what I command.
你愿意做在神面前做一个完全的人吗？
Are you willing to be a blameless person in front of God?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为你是一个全能的神
，Because you're an Almighty God，
也是我们的神
，And you are our God。
愿意主你帮助我们在你面前做一个完全的人。
Lord, we ask you to help us to become a blameless person in you。
我们知道靠我们力量，其实我们是做不到。
We know that we cannot do that with our own abilities。
但是我们知道神，你是一个守约的神，你会帮助我们。
But we know, God, you are a covenant-keeping God, and you will help us.
愿意主你吸引我们，我们每一天花时间在你身上去认识你。
And Lord, we ask you to bring us closer to you, so we spend time on you every day.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer. Pray in Jesus' name.